okay? And if it's raining, you might put a what? Carry a what to put up over?
Umbrella.
Okay. And when you make up the bed, the last thing that goes on the bed is the what?
The bedspread.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called a counterpane? Or
yes,
a counterpane?
Sir. We used to when I was little.
What about the thing that you put your head on at night when you sleep?
Pillow.
Okay. Do you know what one is that goes all the, what is a bolster? Is that?
Yeah, that goes all the way across. Okay. It's one piece.
Okay. And something that's a bed cover that's stitched out of a lot of little pieces of cloth.
Quilt.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a comfort?
No, it isn't.
What's the difference?
Well, a comfort is filled with cotton, but they just stitch it in blocks, or the stitching will be that far apart. They didn't quilt it with their fingers. They make it on a machine.
I see. What about if you had a lot, too much company, if you had more company than you had beds, you'd have to put somebody on the floor.
On a pallet.
Right.
Couches now,
right,
well,
back then they put pallets down.
Oh yes, always.
What is bottom land? Are you familiar with the term bottom land?
Bottom land?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're telling me you've got a incline like this.
Mm-hmm.
You're working your land like this. And down here, that's why we call it, some places call it hollow now.
It's the low land.
It's low land. Get down here.
What about loam, or what's any terms that you've heard for poor soil? Is loam poor soil or rich soil, or have you ever heard the term?
Got an old white loam and no count.
Okay.
Well, I understand that loamy soil is soft, dirty, doesn't get hard.
Hmm.
But there's one kind, the white kind, that
yeah.
No count. But you've got a good. That's a good.
If you have a good
yeah.
loamy soil for a garden, it's
yeah,
easy
right.
to work.
Right,
and
it's
makes
not
good
packed
stuff.
Down hard. If you've got water standing in some low land before you can use it, you've got to do what to the water?
Irrigate. No.
To get it off, you just dig a what?
Ditch.
Okay, and it'll do what? Would you say draining the land?
Uh-huh.
Or, okay. What about a place in maybe a dirt road where the water washed after a rain, where the water washed across the road, it'd make a what?
Gully.
Okay.
I was guessing some of this. I heard it called.
That's
things.
All right. Whatever you say is the right answer. That's the beautiful thing about this thing. What's bigger, a creek, a branch, or a stream? The biggest. Is a creek bigger than a branch?
Huge.
Okay. And are there, what name, could you give me the names of some of the creeks or rivers around here?
Oh, the Coosa River, and then there's the Tallapoosa River, and there's Coldwater Creek, and Cane Creek, and
Cohasha Creek.
Yeah.
Cohasha, yeah, I remember hearing, seeing that on the
and
way.
And Hillaby Creek.
What,
they're making a state park over there, Hillaby, H-I-L-L-I-B.
Okay. Do you ever hear anybody use the term knob around here to talk about a certain kind of hill or anything like that?
Yes, we've heard that.
What is it?
Well, it's just more a mound, you know, that's higher than the rest of the land.
Something then that's larger than a knob and smaller than a mountain would be a what? Just a steep what? Just a hill.
Okay.
On the side of a mountain or something, sometimes where you have just a straight rock face, you'd say that's a what?
Cliff.
Okay. And if there's water coming over it, it'll be a what?
Oh.
Okay.